Colfax is a little blue-collar town on the Palouse River near Pullman, surrounded by rolling farmland and a downtown of old buildings. City officials, looking for ways to boost their town's economy, have a surprising strategy: ghost hunting. Crosscut writer Knut Berger has visited that town's Ghost Story Central.
In Colfax, on top of a hill overlooking the town, is a large brick pile built in the 1890s, expanded in the before World War I, and it's a St. Ignatius Hospital. It looks a little like Providence Hospital here in Seattle, one of those old brick, and it was a Catholic hospital run by the Sisters of Charity, and it was the main hospital in that part of Whitman County and the Palouse up until the 1960s. And then it became a care facility for mentally disabled adults, closed in the early 2000s. But it is one spooky place. It's been abandoned for years. It's been vandalized. It's overgrown. The windows are boarded. It looks right out of a Stephen King novel.
You've been inside?
I have been inside. I got a tour. I got a tour there in daylight, and it was scary. I mean, it's just a creepy place. There's a morgue. There are rooms that are soundproof so people couldn't hear patients screaming.
Sure all that's true, or is that the is that what they're selling you?
Well, that's what the tour guide is saying. She was born in the hospital in the 1960s. And in fact, I met a number of people in the area and mentioned St. Ignatius to them. And they're all, yeah, I was born there. So people have a lot of connections to this place, both family connections and personal connections. But there are ghost stories related to the hospital that go at least as far back as the 1930s. So this isn't something that they just made up. There are two ghosts that supposedly inhabit this place. There may be more, but these are the two that I heard about. One was a railroad worker who was crushed between train cars back in the 1890s. He was the first hospital's first fatality. And then there's Sister Johanna. And as early as the 1930s, patients who were dying, terminal patients, would often remark to their nurses about the kind nun that had come in the middle of the night and sat with them and held their hand. And there was no such person. There had been a nun who had died many years before of that name. But they would say, oh, Sister Johanna is so nice, you know. And they would kind of go, Sister Johanna is no longer with us. But apparently she is.
That's a good story.
It's a fun, interesting thing. And as the woman, Val Gregory, who sort of runs the Main Street program there, said to me, she said, an old hospital can be a gold mine. So they want to make, you know, they wanted to produce some revenue, too, I'm sure.
So there's where buildings without people can be good for a town. Obviously, the Colfax Chamber of Commerce is aware of the downsides of buildings with no people. They took out an ad that said, ghost towns happen when you don't shop local. What is Colfax's economic situation?
Well, Colfax seems like a pretty stable town. Their population basically hasn't changed much in over 100 years. They have 2,800 people there now. They had, you know, they've been bouncing between 27 and 3,000 people since 1910. It's the county seat, so they have government activities there, court, that kind of thing. It's a supply area for all the wheat ranches that are in the area. The Palouse is incredibly fertile, dry land wheat, dry peas, lentils, that kind of thing. It's the largest producer of dry land wheat in America as a county. And it's a through point for traffic to and from the wheat fields, bringing grain down to the Snake River, where it gets, of course, barged around the world. So it's an agricultural town.
What does Colfax want to be, and what's stopping them?
Well, I think a lot of small towns, agricultural towns, you know, things have changed. How farming is done has changed. You can farm vast areas with one person and a computerized combine. You don't need the hundreds of people that you needed before. You can ship more easily with trucks. You don't need the railroads aren't the big employers that they used to be. So jobs in the agricultural sector have diminished. The family farms have gotten bigger, but fewer people are in the farming business. But it's still the vital part of the economy. And also with people able to drive longer distances and shop at malls or go to the city and whatnot, some of the retail areas in small towns have really taken a hit. The good news is some of them have perfectly preserved or rehabbable 19th century shopping districts. They're really, really wonderful, wonderful buildings. The downside, of course, is that they might have a business in the ground floor, but the upstairs are empty and vacant. So I think they'd like to revitalize their downtown. They get a lot of people passing through on the way to and from Pullman. They'd like people to stop and get out of their car and visit the shops and that kind of thing. So that's their challenge. They just want to, you know, beef up that business community so that it doesn't become a ghost town.
And what are the odds Colfax can avoid becoming that ghost town?
Well, I think the odds are pretty good just because of the kind of history of stability there. You can drive through eastern Washington and you'll see a lot of small towns that are really struggling. This isn't one of them. But it's a town that wants to remain vital and adding amenities, catering to tourists. They've started a farmer's market. They have a downtown walk. These things build community and I think are very positive. One challenge is major highways feed into Colfax. So they get 10,000 cars a day passing through, but that's what they're doing, passing through. And they don't have the opportunity to narrow the streets and slow people down too much, because it's a major state thruway.
The bigger picture here that I learned about in your piece, Knut, is this statewide program to help towns stay, I don't know, relevant, attractive, modern?
Yeah, there's a program. It's national, and various states participate, and they can participate at different levels. But essentially, we have here in Washington, there's a state Main Street program, and what that is a program that helps small towns and cities organize to revitalize their historic downtowns and main streets. In Colfax, it's actually called Main Street, so it's a perfect fit. And what that does is they have a model, a business model for how to organize locally, get cooperation between the Chamber of Commerce and the Historical Society, and get everybody kind of working on the same page. There's also a way that those cities can compete for tax credits that the state supplies that helps them raise money for downtown projects. And so you have to apply to be a member of the Main Street program. And so cities that have done very well with attracting tourists, Port Townsend is a classic example of a Main Street town, Ellensburg, Walla Walla. These places have really revitalized through this program. And then there's smaller towns. And so one of the small towns in eastern Washington that Colfax looks to is Dayton, which back in the 80s began to add bed and breakfasts and restaurants. It's preserving its old train depot and that kind of thing. They've turned it into a real nice little destination place in southeastern Washington for people just looking for a weekend getaway.
You don't see yuppification in these kind of programs? This is all good?
Well, there can be. There is in some places. There's debate about they call it the amenitization of small towns. There's a debate among sociologists and people who study rural areas as to whether it's all good or has these downsides, which, you know, if you turn yourself into Aspen, suddenly the town's not affordable. Now, places like Colfax, I don't think are going to have that problem. Not every small town is situated where it's going to become a place where jet setters want to hang out. But it is an issue for some places.
You can overdo the quaintitude.
You can. And you have competition on that score. Not everybody wants to be Leavenworth, you know, where you take on the Bavarian theme and do that, which has been a boon for Leavenworth. Nobody's criticizing that. But not every place wants to do that. My sense was in Colfax that they want to be seen as an exciting place for the people in the Palouse and Whitman County to hang out. a place to shop, a place to enjoy lifestyle amenities. So I don't see this as gentrification. One of the buildings they want to rehab is an old theater, and that would be as a local gathering place, not as some draw. And that's one of the great things about the Main Street program, is that it can kind of scale up or down depending on what your town's ambitions, but that the program allows you to get organized and get the resources to help you do that.
Well, we've been talking about Colfax trying to keep up with the times, and we should say, Knute, for those who don't know Colfax, it's already got a lot going for it just naturally.
Well, it does. I mean, the town itself doesn't strike you as, oh, this is a really charming place, but its setting, it's adjacent to some of the most beautiful country in Washington State, the Palouse. I mean, these rolling green hills. Photographers flock there mainly in the spring when the hills are this kind of vast sea of green, kind of it looks like Ireland. It's a very gorgeous setting. And if you like old barns and you like country roads, it's a great place. So they're really well situated. If more people came to the Palouse for tourism or knew about it, they're well situated to be sort of a base camp for that. And I think that's also part of the desire to make it more attractive. I must say, when I visited there, there was a great diner, which was not retro and not ironic. It was actual, like 1940s, right. 50s diner. They had a sign outside that said world's best hamburgers. So I had to go in. And I was shocked. In the middle of wheat country, they gave me a gluten-free bun. So maybe that's the future there.
Gluten-free buns and ghost hunts in Colfax, Washington. Knute Berger is chronicling the challenges facing Washington's rural communities in a series he's doing for Crosscut. You're listening to The Record on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.